In the jazz world, you hear a lot about what killed off the big swing bands of the 1940s. Rising costs made it too expensive to keep bands on the road, the wartime draft depleted the ranks of qualified players, and bebop was making the old swing style sound outmoded. Then R&B and rock and roll replaced swing as young people's dance music. These are all good reasons why big bands died off. The only hitch is, not all of them did. Some leaders, like Duke Ellington, kept their bands intact throughout the lean years. Others, like Count Basie, disbanded temporarily but regrouped when they could. Nowadays, there are lots of big bands in Europe, where jazz receives more government funding than it does at home. In the States, mainstream big bands have been kept alive by well-schooled young players and by experienced leaders who apprenticed in classic swing bands. Most conspicuous among the latter group is drummer Louie Bellson. His latest album is East Side Suite on the Music Masters label. Bellson is a paradox, a tasteful leader in what is too often a tasteless genre. The modern big band is the last refuge of overbearing drummers, blaring brass sections, and screeching high-note trumpeters. Bellson's unit can scream like other big bands, but can also handle low-key ballads. That's Don Menza's arrangement of the standard My One and Only Love with Menza on tenor sax. Don Menza is a veteran of several big bands who often writes for this one. At his best, he honors great composers like Ellington and Gil Evans without sounding quite like either. On his tune Paddlin' Madeline, the guest soloist is trumpeter Clark Terry, who played with Bellson in the early 50s Ellington band. Clark Terry's guest shots aside, Bellson himself is the album's star. All big band drummers push their players. Bellson's style is crisp but not overwhelming, which lets his band sound precise and relaxed at the same time. Until a couple of years ago, there were two swing drummers leading traditional big bands, the other being the late Buddy Rich. Rich was notorious for browbeating his young musicians like a drill sergeant. His drumming and his band embodied that same hypertension. Rich's music was nothing if not pumped up. Louis Belson's personality infuses his band too, except that he has a reputation for being an easygoing gentleman. His players sound like they're enjoying themselves. That's how Belson helps renew a genre that refuses to die.